Adam, do you have any plans to play at Worlds?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything about that, so I'm just planning on going home and enjoying a bit of time off before I start training for next year.
How would you describe this season now that you've had a day, I guess, break to look back on it?
Well, I think our team and our organization, we made tremendous strides. Obviously, having the first postseason berth, that's something for us to be proud of. But that being said, I think there's still a lot of work to do. I think once we got there, you realize just how competitive these teams are. Anaheim's a great team, and we thought going into this we had a good team too. But obviously there's room for improvement.
What did you learn through that playoff stretch?
Well, I think it's just learning how to, take some of the punches and roll them. Obviously, in the first three games, you go up in the third period leading by a goal, and ultimately you blow off three leads. So, you got to just realize that you can't sit back. I think they're a team that was able to kind of, if you just kept dumping the puck out, they'd keep attacking, and eventually they were going to get one.
What about for you personally, when you look at what your game was when this season began to where it finished, where do you feel that you have improved the most?
Well, I think, especially in the second half, my season started to come around. I started to put up better numbers. I felt like I started to contribute a little more. I think when Brian went down and Mark and I, we kind of had to slot up a hole. It really opened my eyes that, you can play against the top players in this league. And I think that gave me a lot of confidence, and it started to carry over into the playoffs. So I'm going to try and just take that and carry that into next year.
Dream come true this year for you?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that you can look back on and be pretty proud of. Obviously, after your first full season in the NHL, that's definitely a dream come true. And then being able to play in your first Stanley Cup playoffs and getting to experience that crowd, I couldn't have asked for a better start to my NHL career.
And going into the playoffs on a rookie season and getting 3 points and contributing like that must have been another dream come true.
Yeah, it was nice to contribute. I think, you get to those big games and you want to be a factor and you want to help the team win. So, I was glad I could contribute. Obviously, I would have liked to contribute to in winning causes, though.
So. Your offseason change at all, or does it stay the same? And what do you want to work on? What aspects of your game do you want to focus on this offseason?
Well, I think this year compared to last year, I get a little longer offseason. So, I'd definitely be able to take a little bit more rest. I think that's going to help. After having two lengthy seasons, and then I think it's going to be pretty similar. I'm going to go back and train where I've trained, for a long time. I think that's been pretty positive progress there, and obviously I just want to continue to get faster and more agile on the ice. I think as I start to fill out even more, that'll continue to happen, and I think that'll help me take my game to another level.
Do your goals overall change going into next season?
Well, I think you have greater expectations of yourself. As the season continues, you start to realize what you can do and what your limitations are that you want to improve upon. And after this season, you obviously want to improve upon everything you've done. So, I think I have higher expectations of myself going into next year.
I noticed, from your hockey pedigree, a lot of times when the veterans were maybe chirping you or giving you stuff on the ice, you just sort of nodded and smiled. Does that change now that you're not a rookie going into next year, or is that just part of your game?
Well, I think when something needs to be said, it'll be said. But I try and play hard, and if they don't like that, that's unfortunate. I'm not going to change the way I play. Regardless of who I'm going up against. So I think, I want to get that reputation of being a hard player to play against, but not a dirty one, I think. I want to, people to know that I'm going to finish my checks, I'm going to play hard, and, if they don't like that, I'll answer the bell.
And that's what I mean. Your respect for the game and who some of these guys were in your first year was evident compared to maybe now that you've got a year under your belt.
Yeah, I think you go up, especially early on, and you're playing against some of your childhood idols, and you almost give them a little bit of a bubble. And you don't want to go up and hit them, or you're not sure if you deserve to be on the ice against some of those guys like that. I think I remember looking back. It was game two of the season. We were playing San Jose, and My favorite players growing up were Patrick Marleau and Joe Thornton. And you go and take face off, and you're kind of looking at Patrick Marleau, and puck's dropped, and he snaps it back, and you're kind of just standing there. And so, you know, I think as the season wore on, you start to lose that kind of starstruck attitude, and you start to realize that you can play with these guys, and that you're going to need to compete with them if your team's going to be successful.
Is this year what you expected? I mean, you played the whole season, you contributed. Is that what you were hoping for overall, or did you find it you wanted to do more or less, or was it exceeding your expectations?
Well, I think my goal coming into this year's camp was to make the team, and then once I made the team, I wanted to start making an impact. You know, obviously, the first half, I would have liked the transition period to be a little better, but you know, I think as the second half wore on, I think on the ice, my confidence started to show a little more. I started to do a little more with the puck, and you know, I think my offensive numbers started to reflect that, obviously. Going into next year, I'm going to want to improve on all those things. I think that and in the face-off circle, it's going to be important that I continue to get better there as well.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Summer. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.